This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
You know, I'm fine. I'm doing fine. It's fine. I'm fine.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's on fire, but I'm fine.
Oh, I mean, as long as you're fine.
That's what matters. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I don't know why.
I'm just going to rub that in. Rub that right in.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Good for you. Good for fucking you.
Yeah. Happy Saturday.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm very happy that you're well. That's awesome. Congratulations on your victory at life. I know it's what you do. I mean, you're really good at it. You should really, somebody should give you a gold star. I wish I were there. I would find one.
I am a Capricorn, so, you know.
Okay, so already. Okay, so you already do. Cool. Look at you, just living your life. I already kind of told you about this. I texted you earlier, but so I load the dishwasher and Zeb unloads it. And after the last load, Zeb was like, "Why didn't you put these on a dry cycle?" Right?
Yeah.
And he's unloading everything and he's putting it all away. And I was like, "Zeb, I did. Like, I ran it like the heavy duty cycle with the dry cycle because I had like stuff that was stuck on whatever, right?"
Yeah.
You're supposed to scrape, you're not supposed to rinse, which is what our cousin Kitty told me. So right. I just kind of like scrape the big stuff off and then I just put it all in the dishwasher. Well, then Zeb loads the dishwasher on like Wednesday, because that was on like Sunday. He loads the dishwasher on Wednesday because there's only three of us. It's not like we make a ton of dishes.
Right.
He loads the dishwasher on Wednesday. He goes to start it. Thing won't start. Right. So he texts me. He's like, "I don't know how you get this thing to work."
Because you always start it.
Right. And I was like, "Oh, hunty. No." So when I got home, I was like, "So when you unloaded the dishes and you told me they were sopping wet, you didn't notice that there's a giant lake in the bottom of the dishwasher, or like it just didn't like occur to you? Nothing?" He's like, "What are you talking about?" And I'm like, "It didn't drain, babe. Like, it stopped mid-cycle. It didn't drain." He was like, "Well, what do we do?" And I was like, "Oh, good thing you're asking me, because I'm also a certified plumber."
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, you technically, yeah, you, but not me. Jeez. And then like the panel on the dishwasher is all electronic, and then that wouldn't work either. And I was like, "This fancy dishwasher like won't work. I don't know." And the people who lived here before us bought it, and they bought it like the September right before we moved in. So it had just like last September, it lapsed on its 1-year warranty. And of course, they didn't buy the extended warranty because they knew they were going to move the fuck out of the house.
We'll let them worry about it.
Yeah. Godspeed. We got to go buy a fucking dishwasher today. Ugh.
Yeah. Need it. Welcome to adulting.
It's not just adulting that sucks. It's like home ownership is such a fucking lie. And let me tell you why. No, I'm kidding. We would be here forever if I got into this philosophical debate with myself about why it's the most amazing like fiscal investment and the worst thing you could ever do. It's both of those things. So can't really explain it, but anyway, so I'm assuming that your week has been better than that, and that you just didn't have a dishwasher that shit the bed and your life's normal.
Yeah, we just don't have a dishwasher, so I mean,
so you're still
being rich.
Oh, so rich, Jessica. I have a fucking dishwasher. Technically, I don't.
Your dishwasher.
Oh, Oh my God. Technically, I don't have a dishwasher right now. So I was wrist deep in suds just like you. Fun news. You're going to really love this one. It's going to
Okay.
be great. And then I know we have a new segment we have to get to. Remember those pants I bought that were like really expensive?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what happened. Because some shit went down.
Uh-oh.
No, just kidding. Like nothing actually happened. And by nothing, I mean nothing happened. I forgot to return them.
Oh.
I looked at the receipt today. 14 days.
Kimmy, you're the proud owner of some $100 jeans.
Shit, girl, I know. And then I was really pissed off too because I can still return them right now for store credit. But I was like, who has a 14-day return window?
They do.
Probably people who know that they sold you pants that you shouldn't have bought.
A great answer.
I mean, for real though, I was just a little, a little caught off guard when I saw that receipt and I was like, 14 days? I was thinking I had till the end of the month.
See, I
I was
remember you
already
said
too.
you kept it in the bag. It was ready to go with you to work on Monday.
Bag, still in the bag. Yeah, still
Yeah.
there in the bag. Just never got around to it. And then
Convenient.
it's so convenient that I have didn't nope di and I'm not I haven't told Zeb and
I was
he's not
just
gonna
gonna
find out because he doesn't listen to this fucking podcast. So joke's on him. Ha ha. Hey, thanks for your pity listen, Zeb. I'm on mute right now. Joke's on you, fool. Don't look at the bank account. Ba, 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 ba.
Maybe he'll start listening.
He's not gonna, there's not even gonna be a point in time where he's gonna be like, well, I better support her. Let me turn this on. Maybe when fantasy football comes around, he'll listen just so you can tell me who you picked up.
Oh,
That's
okay.
the only, that's probably the only time. So, anyway, what do we got going on? What's on the docket for this week? Can you maybe run some things down for me?
Well, I mean, I'm so organized in my car. I have some tweets, just a few, and I may or may not be alone right now.
Gasp. Shock.
We may have
Ah.
a surprise guest
Oh my
that will
God.
be our very first repeat guest.
Well, introduce our guest. Don't be rude.
Okay, geez.
Jeez.
Tonight we have my friend Aspen again.
Yay.
Yay! Wah, wah, wah.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Aspen.
Hi, Kimmy.
We're just
Was I
hanging
real? You're just
car.
hanging out in the
Yeah.
car.
Yeah.
Was I really good at pretending like I didn't know you were there?
I was pretending as well.
Good, good.
She had to pretend that you weren't funny.
Oh, that wasn't hard, I bet.
No. You know what? I realized what I like about podcasting is like it is an audio, medium. So like I look like shit right now, and it's
No, she
okay.
doesn't.
No, I feel like garbage. I was rolling around in dirt literally today, so it's good that this is not recorded like, in person. I feel good about that.
Stop it, Aspen. You're so gorgeous. You're so gorgeous, it makes me mad sometimes. I look at your face and it makes you so pretty.
Yeah. Oh,
But no, I feel that on a similar level because I was outside doing yard work and as I told Jessica, pimping my porch because
wow.
that's what people in their mid-30s do, I guess. And I got a little bit of sun, but I'd put sunscreen on my body, but I had makeup on my face and I realized like probably halfway through the yard work that the makeup I use doesn't have SPF in it. And so, like, my body's fine, but my face is real red.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say so you put the sunblock over your makeup and it made like a colored paste.
No, I have done that before, though. You know, your makeup looks really good, and you're like, I'll just spritz this spray on sunblock on top of my makeup, and it'll be fine. And then you get to wherever you're going, and you're like, holy Van Gogh, what has happened to my fucking face?
Full on Monet.
It's from
Yeah.
far away, it's okay. Up close, it's a big old mess.
Yes.
Yeah, I was frisbee golfing today, and so I was like hiking around, and so I'm just like tired and like just like dirty
Yeah.
still. I haven't taken a shower yet, so it's great. I put on some perfume for Jessica.
She smells lovely.
I was gonna say, that's really kind. That's, you know, that's, you're putting in more effort than I do with Jessica, so congratulations. That's probably why she prefers your company, honestly. I don't, so I kind of know about frisbee golf, but not totally. Can you tell me a little bit about it? Like, how do you play it?
It's a lot like golf, and you use a frisbee. So, there are 18 holes, and there is like a basket that has like these chains so you can catch the frisbee. But there's like par threes, par fours, and you just try to get the frisbee in the goal area. And we even have three different kinds of frisbees, your driver, mid-range, and a putter. So.
Wow. Can I just say, I feel like so the only sport I've ever been good at is volleyball. And that's because my aim is really good and I don't have to move a lot. So I feel like this might be a sport for me.
Yeah, give it a try.
I
I
should.
suck, but I'm a beginner. But yeah, just my release. Sometimes it'll be good, and sometimes I just like. It just curves to the left or the right, and then you're off in the woods, like trying to find the frisbee. So,
I'm terrible.
yeah.
My Canadian family is really good at golf. They all love golf.
I cannot do golf because I played softball for too long. And so when you swing a bat, I don't know how people can play softball or baseball. And then my body just won't let me swing the club like that. Like, I instantly want to use it like a bat.
Yeah.
That's interesting that yeah, your swing is different and you like trying to swing like this. But
Yeah.
you kind of have a similar movement. You gotta have some follow through, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It just is something my body can't do. And I don't know why. It really frustrates me because I'm competitive.
It's probably because the rotation is at a different point. You
Yeah.
know, like you still have to do a rotation, but it's at a different, it's like at a different angle.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just look like a real Happy Gilmore out there. It's bad. It's
Hey,
so
maybe if I had
bad.
a hockey stick to do it, then maybe I would.
Yeah.
We're getting to hockey. Then you begin off.
Don't get into hockey.
No.
Don't. Have you
I
seen
just
their faces?
don't Oh,
Don't
yeah.
do it.
Oh,
Don't
shit.
do it.
I tried roller derby for a few weeks, but I never got to actually play in like scrimmage. I just was trying to learn the basics, and then I just didn't have the time for it anymore. So, one
Yeah,
day.
I have a girlfriend who I have a couple of girlfriends who played roller derby. One of them lives in New York. The other one lives like closer just to me in Olympia. And it was hard on their bodies. Like,
Yeah.
they were like, it's a great workout, but man, we beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't want to do that because I think I would, first of all, if I got good at it, which I wouldn't be able to, Aspen, because I have the weakest ankles of
I
any
was
person
gonna
you'll ever
say
meet.
ankles. Talk about your weak ankles.
My weak ass ankle. I just bring it up all the time. I probably should stop talking about my trick feet.
No, honey.
But If I ever did really get good at it, I think I would like it way too much. I would be like hitting
What's wrong with
bitches
that?
and just getting out all this aggression, you know?
See, I don't think I'd be good at it. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Are you okay? Can I help you?
I'm the Canadian one and she's apologizing. That's rich.
You're only half Canadian now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other half of me is kilty, and you've met my aunt, you know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
Just
so she would like that shit too, no kidding.
she probably would if she was younger.
Yeah. It looks like fun. When I see the movie Whip It, it makes me think like I could do that.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't be so badass.
No.
It was just a lot like harder. There's actually like things you got to go through different stages in their classes and stuff to kind of get to the level of even playing. You just have to learn how to fucking skate, and that's a skill in itself, you know. It's not just like the
Right.
rink, you know, going around in a circle. You've got to learn how to stop and, you know, do all these like different skills with
Yeah. It seems hard.
Yeah, and it was definitely a time commitment that really got to me. I practiced quite a bit, and they were at three different locations. It was just like kind of an interesting sport to get into around here. Yeah, because anyways, but it was fun. That's the only thing I've really tried. I try to get into sporty things, but kind of not the normal, I guess.
Yeah, I always peter out. I'm always like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go ham. And then like 2 weeks in, I'm like, remember when I said I was gonna go ham? Maybe I'll just like half effort. And then like a week later, I'm like, I'm done with that shit. I'm not interested in doing that at all. Like, I've been a tennis player, terrible tennis player. I've been a swimmer. I've been a bowler. None of those things happened. Like they happened like 3 weeks.
Didn't pick one up, and that's fine. I think, you know, people have to try new things till they find what their thing
Yeah.
is. Yeah.
I always still like bowling though. Like it's always a fun pastime for me. It's one of the ones that I'm like actually still really into. But Zebulon hates it. And I think we've already talked about this on the podcast before, but he was on like a league with his mom. It was a mother-son bowling league. The trophy's over here on the shelf on his nightstand, and it's like half trophy, half clock, which is pretty funny. It's got him and his mom's name on it. And he also won a Nintendo 64 because they like won their entire league or whatever.
So it's not like he's bad at it, right?
Oh no, he's actually a really great bowler and he usually has the highest score whenever we go out with like a group of people, but he gets so frustrated 'cause he's like, I throw the ball the same way every time and somehow there's a different result. And that pisses me off and I don't want to fucking play anymore. I just want to go home to my tower where no ball is going to laugh in my face.
I know I get a little petty. I'm like, I get pouty in the beginning when I have to get warmed up. I'm like, fuck this sport. Why did I decree to come to? Why am I here? Why am I here? I'm
That's
like,
funny.
I
I
suck.
did have one glass of my Snoop Dogg red wine tonight with my McDonald's dinner.
Oh, how
I
was
know. The pairing wasn't the
that
best.
pair? Did you choose beef or chicken?
I went beef because it's a red wine. No,
Yeah.
I just went beef because I love the double cheeseburger meal, the little tiny cheeseburgers. I don't know why.
Yeah.
They have the little bursts of the onion, like the bite when you get that onion. Oh my God, what is that? That onion is ridiculous. It's so good. It's gotta have some kind of weird thing in it.
I don't know. I scrape that shit off with a French fry.
You don't like those onions? That's not your thing.
No. I don't like those little weird onions. No.
Oh, I love them. Well, it's okay. Now we know.
Do you ever put French fries on it?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that's good.
It is good.
Am I supposed to do that? I guess I'll give that a try. Yeah, I'll give that a try. Today, Ezra had, he had a 10-piece nugget. He didn't, he never finishes the 10-piece. He eats like six, if we're lucky. But that means that Zeb and I each get two nuggets. So tonight I was like, I'm going to mosey on upstairs to the game loft and see how many nuggets Ezra has left. And I look over and Ezra's like, I ate all my nuggets. So I didn't, I know, I didn't know whether to be like, oh, growth spurt, or, oh, good job, you ate your whole dinner, or, God damn it, I wanted those fucking nuggets.
A little bit. I didn't,
yeah, I didn't know who to be in that moment, you know?
I feel like that's parenting in a nutshell.
That's pretty much it. Jessica, that's all there is to it. I'm not going to lie to you. Ugh. Aspen can tell you. She's got two of these things. I don't even know how she's alive. She's over here talking about sports she tries to play. I don't even know. The sport of momming two is enough. You did it.
Yeah, you have a five-year-old. I have a, you know, soon-to-be 15 and 17-year-old. So they take care
I know. Of but they were they once five and seven. The fact that you survived that is miracles. That's proof that miracles are real.
No, people just do things all the time, Kimmy. I don't know if you have one, if you have 10, like people just figure it out, you know? I don't know. I don't put parenting on this huge pedestal. I really don't. I really find like, yes, it's a thing, but like it's so common. So many people do it. It's like, and you know, they're great parents and they're shitty parents. So I just don't put it on this pedestal of like my top accomplishments in my life. And I don't know how that's going to come across on your podcast, but it's the truth. Like, I think it's great to have kids, but I also think there are other things that are worthy, you know, in life too. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't say there weren't. I just, the other things in life don't make me want to pull my hair out.
No, and you're just at that stage, though. That's all I'm saying. It's like, you could do it, too. Like, oh, how do you do it? You just do it, you know? You just do it. You would do it the same way you're doing it now. You'd be great, so.
And I mean, I'm just.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right. I'm not going to say I'm doing, you know, super great, but he's alive.
Oh, so. You're doing great.
I'm doing fine, Jessica. It's all right.
You would be surprised at how many parents don't read their kids' books, let alone give little voices for every character, like somebody I know.
Oh. Zeb tried to read the Peppa Pig one, and he tried to put on a British accent, but he sounded like a, you know what a Cockney British accent is? Uh-uh. Like, think Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. Okay, nope. Have you seen, nope. No one's seen the movie. So he's like, "Oi, George, what you doing then?" And I was like, Zeb, that's not, that sounds nothing like Peppa Pig. He's like, that's the only British accent I know how to do. Made me laugh so hard. And Ezra's like, Dad shouldn't read Peppa anymore. He's silly. And I'm like, oh yeah, he's silly, all right. Yeah, it's pretty funny. But yeah, he's alive. I don't know.
I used to babysit this couple of kids, and they were really into Peppa Pig. She brought me something, and I was like, oh no, it's broken. And she said, that's okay. Daddy will mend it.
Daddy will mend it.
Oh my God.
Where are you from, child? Yeah.
I was telling one of my coworkers, Ezra loves this show called Number Blocks. And then they also have like a letter spinoff called Alpha Blocks. But the characters are voiced by British voice actors. And so he went to school and he goes, Teacher Lisa, two lots of five make 10.
He's learning multiplication.
No. But he's just learning it with a British accent.
Hey, I mean, whatever works.
Yeah, he'll sound smart that way.
Yeah, I was fine with it. I'm like, I don't care. All right, so is it time for Tweetin's Tweets?
It's time for Tweetin's Tweets.
Tweetin's Tweets, blah, 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 blah. Tweet, 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 tweet.
Tweet, 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 tweet. So, I didn't know that I was going to have a guest, but that we're all female, right. It kind of worked out, you know? But
oh, okay.
This one was actually sent to me from Marcos. And when I read it, I was like, this is so true. So this lady says, a woman could have 4 broken limbs, a massive internal injury due to an epic battle with a fire-breathing dragon, and the first question the doctor's office will ask is, what's the date of your last menstrual period?
Oh, shit. I know.
That's absolutely true.
Like your arms dangling and they're like, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, could you be pregnant? You want to take this test? We don't believe you.
That's my favorite one. Oh, you're not sure when your last cycle was? Yeah, because I don't always calendar it. Do you want to just take a test? You just pee? I know I'm not pregnant. I know I'm not pregnant. Let's just try. Let's just see. Yeah. I'm not.
I specifically keep track of it for that reason. Like, hang on, let me get it out.
I know. I have an app now.
Yeah.
But I only got the app because I'm not on birth control, if I'm being honest.
Oh, well, you know.
Again, Zeb's problem.
I know. Vasectomies are a beautiful thing.
Preach. Preach, sister. I'm so excited. He's like, now that I finally got my second shot, I'm going to go. And I'm like, you could have done it a million times. That clinic is going to be way safer than any Safeway that you have walked into during the pandemic. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's super easy.
Well, that is okay. So that's reassuring. And I will let him know. I actually already have let him know because Jessica told me.
Yeah.
I'm sure you heard that she told me because we put it on the internet.
Yeah, it's all good. Like I said, it's fine. Excuse me, Jesus. It's fine. Chris and I both are like totally fine with talking about it. It's fine.
It's not even it sounds amazing is what it sounds like.
All right. Go for it, hun. All right. What's the next one, Jessica?
Yeah. I liked that one, by the way. I don't always like the things that Marcos has to say, but I liked that one.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, shit.
Oh. He's gonna no smoke. Something. No smoke on the cast.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
This one. Have you ever heard a rumor about yourself and be like, hold on, I did what?
No, I wish I was that cool people talked about me.
I know.
I've had that happen to me before.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Dang, Jeff.
You heard someone talk shit about you?
Yeah. And
what was it? Or
well, I don't know that I can say, but I can say that the stuff that was said, I was like, I didn't do that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I've heard
from the truth.
I've heard people like talking shit about me, but it wasn't like a rumor that got started that everybody started believing or anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like where's the line? Like, yeah, people talk shit about me, but then the person they were talking to usually turned to them and would be like, wow, that doesn't sound like Kimmy. How interesting.
No, it's more like people start talking shit and then the people that were listening to the shit talker go and then say, oh my gosh, did you hear this about Jessica?
Oh, yeah.
And then it gets back to Jessica and she's like, I did what?
Yeah. I did what?
I don't know. I'm just not that. I don't think people think about me that often. I think they got bigger problems to deal with.
That's the thing. Most people are not thinking about you. You're thinking about you more than anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true.
We're
Like,
selfish
no one
beings.
cares. Yeah, we are so like self-involved. Humans are just like the worst. To be honest, like not to like toot our horns or anything, but we're like three of the best humans, and even we're self-involved.
Oh, shoot.
I can speak for myself when I can say I'm actually like a really great person and like super humble though.
Yeah, totally.
I see that.
Well, what's next?
Now,
What's
this one's
next?
kind of funny because, again, we're all ladies. And this one says, girls know girls who know girls who know girls that will find out what you did.
That's the
truth.
truth. That shit is so true because there was this guy who dated like one of my childhood friends. I went to a lot of different schools. Jessica knows this. I ended up graduating from like the fourth high school that I went to. And there was like four or five different girls who would I would like start hanging out with or whatever, and they'd be like, yeah, I'm kind of talking to this guy, he's in a band, and they would say his name, and I would be like, don't talk to him, he's such a piece of shit, oh my God. And it was like partly because I knew that my friend wasn't really like done with him, but also because I thought he was not a nice guy. Because he kept messing with my friend. Not like me not like messing like being busy with her, but I'm saying like messing with her feelings and her emotions, and I didn't like that. And then somehow it got back to my friend. One of the girls said, I think she must like have a crush on you or something because she's constantly telling me that you're such a dick, and I think maybe it's because she wants you. So then my friend Stephanie was like, do you want so and so? And I was like, oh my God, Stephanie, no, I've been telling everyone what a total dick he is. And we were just laughing about it so hard. And she
See,
goes,
that's a rumor.
yeah, well, I guess then I started it. I was
Yeah,
the
you just described your own rumor. It got
I
back to
did.
you as I did. What now?
Right, that's true. Okay. Well, then Stephanie goes, he said to me, and I quote, how does this bitch know everyone? And I was like, because I can't stay in one school district. I don't know.
Yeah.
It
Because
was
girls
very,
know
very.
girls who know girls who know girls.
I get hyper fixated on something and like I will go down a rabbit hole, so.
Yeah, that's so
Ooh.
true. Oh, man, that's a good one.
I have one last one. And I think Ruby sent me this one, and I laughed so hard when I read it. Well, this guy he says, I have decided to quit Twitter. It's just too toxic and time sucking, degrading to my self-esteem. I will miss all my friends here. Goodbye forever.
Yeah,
Then,
then
10 minutes later,
what?
I've decided to return to Twitter. I will not let my voice be silenced by toxic bullies. It's so good to be back. It's a whole new chapter.
Oh, you get 10 minutes later.
So good, you guys. That's so good.
Everyone should quit social media. It's so hard.
First of all, it's very hard to quit. You're absolutely right. But the second thing is, I saw one very similar to this. It was a girl, and she was like, that's it. I'm done with social media. It's nothing but gossip and whatever. And I'm just going to be gone for a while, y'all. I'll let you know when I'm back on. Peace. And then somebody commented underneath it, and it just said, why do you think anyone cares that you're leaving social media, Melinda? No one cares if you have decided to take a break from social media. They're just going to be like, oh, that random person from high school I don't talk to. I guess they haven't been very active on social media. Because
I
if they're
know.
really your close friend, like in real life, then they have said to you, I'm just laying off of Facebook or Insta or whatever for a while because it's like getting too weird for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's what I did with Facebook. I kind of just bowed out. I was like, I got it.
Gracefully.
I got to take a break. There is a bit. Yeah, you can't make a dramatic leave because it's bullshit, because something's always going to have you come back for whatever reason, like your guys' podcast. So I got to go and check in through Facebook. So, but you know, I don't really look at it anymore other than just those, like those reasons, but
yeah,
you can't go out because you always come back. You can't say,
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, it's not worth it. I don't make a whole post about it. It's bullshit. I don't. Yeah. Anyway, I agree with all of you.
Yeah. As time goes by, people are getting more comfortable with just saying any old thing on the internet. And I'm like, you know, that's there forever, right? Says the woman who has a podcast.
But yeah, at least you're aware of it. And it's like, I don't know. But you're right. People aren't afraid to say whatever. And that's fine. You're right. So I'm just going to remove myself from the situation. You know?
You're so smart. I have accidentally engaged in a couple things where I was like, you know what? I really shouldn't. My input was not necessary and was not requested.
I would rather have that than the people who are like, somebody made me so angry. Like they like make it all anonymous. Like, what happened? I'm so confused. Like, you said something that, and then you get the people that are worried, like, was it me? Like, why are you asking? You could know if it's you.
Or it's like, you'll look in the comments to dig deep and it just says, I'll message you. It's God, like, you just are just attention whore.
Yeah, why would you put that out there? There's no reason to put that out there. I just slide on by. Like, you're not going to give me any information anyway. I'm not going to get sucked into this.
You guys are so much better than I am. Honestly. Just, like, all around. Better people. Better social media users.
I just want to see the positives. Like, show me your cat and dog photos and, like, your account, like, things that you're proud of and, like, let's see that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. I mean, spread awareness, too, for important things, I guess, you know. But
I mean,
passive-aggressive fights is annoying.
Or I don't really need to know that you ate some heirloom tomatoes, either.
Yeah, that's some useless shit. Rekindled my fondness for heirloom tomatoes. Is it supposed to be poetic, or are you becoming a nutritionist? Like, I don't really understand the purpose. Like, I don't get it. Anyway,
I guess we all want to share our lives and get, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think so many people want everyone to know exactly what they're doing. But if the position you were in was actually that you were being chased by paparazzi, you probably wouldn't want everyone to know what you were doing. Like, you would probably be begging for some kind of solace.
Describe me.
That's literally who I am. We do this podcast. I'm trying to get in front of like a million people, but then if anything ever happened and somebody just showed up at my house with a camera, I'd be like, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah.
That's funny. I don't know how I'd want to handle fame.
It's not easy.
I mean,
I did get approached in the grocery store the other day, and I was like, oh my god, it's a fan. And she was like, can I help you find anything? And I was like, my dignity as I scrape it off the floor. Like,
oh my gosh, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm not like waiting for it to happen. I'm all right. I'm nothing to write home about, but I'm all right.
I was thinking about it since we have Aspen back on. I was trying to think of a story about Aspen and I, and then I thought of a pretty good one.
Ooh, I'm excited.
And this goes way back.
Oh, I'm
Like,
so excited. Does she know? Wait, before you even start, does she know what one you're gonna tell?
yeah.
Oh, damn it, Jessica.
Well, I gotta clear it.
Okay, well,
But
that's true.
it's more so on me anyway. Like, I had to come clean to my parents about it eventually. It wasn't until I was.
We can, yeah, no, it's funny. I love it. It's just kids. How old were we, did you say? What time of our lives was this?
We were either, I would guess like 16 or 17.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And my parents went out of
16.
town. Yeah, probably 16.
16 somewhere. Yeah, okay,
Yeah.
that sounds right. Oh, jeez.
My parents went out of town. And, there, I mean, I think they had a cell phone at that time, but they didn't really use it because remember, like, minutes cost things and more for emergencies than anything. And so I think my brother went and stayed somewhere with someone, and then my parents said that Aspen could come stay the night and we could just stay at home. And we were like, ooh, we got the house to ourselves. So we invited two other friends over, and then we're like, oh, let's go do something. So we went driving out in my car, which we had to be past the 6 month mark of me getting my license because I knew that was gonna be, I had already got in trouble for that. I wasn't gonna do a repeat of that. I
We just
just we
didn't tell mom and dad that we're gonna have more friends over.
Yeah, and we
Oh,
also didn't
okay.
say that we were gonna be out driving around. I don't even
They thought you
remember
were
what.
going to be at home.
Yeah, just Aspen
Okay.
and I home alone.
Just right where they left
Yeah.
you, I
Yeah, and we weren't home alone, nor were we home.
Yeah, we just, being teenagers.
So we get back home and it's like, and
The squad.
I don't remember us doing anything bad. It's just that we
We
were.
just doing our own thing. It was enough, like, excitement for us just to be stupid. Like,
And there was no sneaking out because there was no parents there, so we could do what we wanted.
that's
So
funny.
we returned to my home to find my dad's suitcase open on the bed.
And
And
oh my
I
God.
started freaking out.
Well, are your parents home?
I'm like, they came home and then we weren't here and they're out looking for us and we're so dead.
Oh
Oh,
shit.
we were And I was like, that's my dad's entire wardrobe and like the blow dryer. What is my mom gonna do with her hair?
Like, what are they doing? They came home and
And so I'm
you're just
like,
gone.
yeah. And I'm like, we are in so much trouble. Like, I am dead right now. I'm getting beaten with a 2x4 and I'm dead.
God.
So two said friends decide to leave. Since they weren't a part of that.
They're like, we're
Yeah,
out
they
of
were
here.
like,
That's enough
bye.
trouble. Yeah,
Yeah.
they're out.
And then I was like, Espen, would you like me to take you home? Like, you can totally leave if you want, because I'll die on my own. And this is when I knew Espen was a true ride or die. She was like, no, I was supposed to be here with you, and I will get in trouble with you. And
Yeah,
I
I was
was
about to say,
like,
Aspen's your ride or die. There's no way she went home.
yeah, she
So,
did not
yeah.
go home. She wasn't going to leave me. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. Do we like go drive looking for them or do we stay here?
Waiting there anxiously,
Yes.
like our pit in our stomach, like, oh my God, we're gonna just, when are they gonna come home?
That is so funny. Oh
Was
my God.
the worst. And we waited up for a very long time waiting for parents to show up and to murder us. And so long that I think we even fell asleep on the couches.
Oh my
And
gosh.
then we woke up in the morning and the phone's ringing. I answer it and it's my mom. And I'm like, hi. And she's like, hi, I just wanted to let you know we're at breakfast right now. It takes about this long to get home. Dad's really upset. He forgot his suitcase.
Oh shit. Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God, Aspen, we're not dead.
Oh my God. That is
So
luck.
I waited years to tell my mom about that. And she actually found it hilarious that we kind of punished ourselves. Like, she didn't even have to give a punishment. We punished ourselves
I've done that a
enough.
couple of times in my child, like sneaking out, and like you think you're gonna have all this fun, but the whole time you're paranoid that you're gonna get in trouble.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
Oh God,
That
that was
is
so
so
funny.
funny.
Yeah, we tortured ourselves that night.
Yeah.
Oh
Yeah.
no.
Did you ever like I mean that was a night where we didn't have to sneak out, right? But we had planned a few sneak outs in our time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And certain people's houses were easier than others.
Yeah.
My house was never a good idea. My parents would hear, and my mom would murder us for sure.
Rebecca's or ever tried to sneak out there? I don't think you did.
I think I did.
You did? Okay.
I think so.
I have not, in my recollection. But then there was another friend of ours who had a perfect way because two-story house and like her parents' bedroom were upstairs, and you would go through her downstairs, would open to the garage, and then the garage door would just lead out to the back. So it wasn't like it was in the opposite sides of the house that her
Yeah.
parents' bedroom was at, so they couldn't hear anything. We just literally walk out the back door, and it was the easiest.
And we never parked our cars like in the front or in the driveway. We always parked it on the side street. So even starting the car, they wouldn't hear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I snuck out of my room was really hard.
Yeah, I did that with her too. It was very hard.
Because I didn't have like a regular, like I was in a basement room and didn't have like the proper like window. It was like this latch window thing. Kind of.
Like the window opened into the bedroom and kind of went down against the
Yeah,
wall.
like latch. And so, and then you had to like crawl up onto the grass, you know, like onto the ground. And
Yeah.
yeah, that was interesting because then you had to try to come back.
Yeah,
I
coming
don't
back
know
was
how.
harder.
And then, like, well, because you left it open, basically.
Yeah,
You
we
just
just
had
left
to
the
be brave
window.
enough. I left it open and hope that my parents wouldn't come into my room to check on me. And then I'd sneak back in and get it all latched up and like clean up all the dirt and shit. And then, like, I did that a couple times successfully and never got in trouble for it.
Yeah, I did it with her for sure. And that was like hard where you had to like whisper and help each other. Like Aspen would always go in first because she obviously knew her room a little bit better. But we had to use
Right.
like a dresser to get in because you're literally coming in from the top of the ceiling, basically.
Oh
So
my
yeah, I had to climb
gosh.
up my Because
dresser to
it's
get
like an
out.
egress window, kind of.
Yeah, you had to
Right,
climb up
right.
to get out of it. Yeah.
Oh my
It was a
God.
hot mess. We were determined to sneak out. One time we snuck
I
out and we're like,
was,
where do we go? And
yeah.
we were like, I don't know. And so we just like walked around the block just because we wanted to see if we could do it.
That's
Yeah.
so
It
funny. So thrilling just to know
was
that we could do it and we
Yeah.
didn't do anything at all.
I know. I snuck out to see boys. Like, I snuck out to see Chris a couple times when we were first dating.
Hello?
Yeah.
Ooh, girl, and then you married him.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I so my parents were really strict with me until I was 17. But even then, I told them everywhere I was going, and I was like, look, because my friends and I weren't we like we weren't terrible. We weren't like getting into a ton of trouble. And
Yeah.
so I was like, I'm going out with my friends. My friend Tyler had this old like Mitsubishi Diamante, and it was like a sedan, and we'd all pile into it. And it was basically just stealing yard gnomes out of people's yards. And
Yes.
one time, him and another friend ran. They got it. They threw it in the back seat with me, and he took off. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh my God, my legs are on fire. My legs are on fire. There were fire ants crawling out of the gnome and up my legs.
Oh,
Yeah. And he had to pull over, and we had
karma.
to throw the gnome away from the car. And then they both had to like pat down my legs to like, scrape my legs to get all these fire ants off of me, and I was covered in bites. Terrible idea. But anyway, I mean, like, I don't think you can call gnoming a sport. I think it's more like borderline vandalism theft.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah. But yeah,
that's not. I mean, we just snuck out. We didn't break any laws.
But I didn't sneak out to do it. My mom knew I was out.
Yeah. It's balance. It's all about balance.
To be fair.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just didn't really get into that much trouble. Some of my friends were in a band, and I'd be like, Mom, Phil, I'm going to go see this band my friends are in. They're like, okay, be home by 2, because senior year, 2 a.m. was my curfew. And I was like, I'm not. My parents didn't do everything right, but I turned out pretty good. So,
yeah,
you know, it's just whatever.
It's teenager stuff, you know. Yeah. It's not good, bad, whatever. It's just teenager stuff, you know.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder what your sons are going to try to get away with? Because I think about that all the time with Ezra.
She's got good kids.
Hey,
you lucky.
I don't know.
It's probably because you're real with them.
I try to be.
Yeah.
I don't know what they get away with some shit. But I don't know. I don't know. I think about like some of the things, but they don't do anything. They don't go out. Christopher's got one like friend or two that the like his two guy friends, and I don't know. I don't know. He has a girlfriend, but even that doesn't like worry me. I don't know. I'm not too worried. Just kind of have those conversations. Yeah, maybe they don't need to be exposed to certain things, but school will do that for them. I know he's in Montessori, but like, you know, you're giving him a great head start, Kimmy, so that you can trust him to make decisions. You need sensitive people out there.
Well, I don't know. I agree with that to a certain degree, but at the same time, like, I think my trials are kind of what defined me as a person. Like, I had to make it work. And he's never going to have to make anything work. I was trying to tell him to do something because we were outside working on the yard, and he goes, yeah, 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 Mom. And I turned and looked at him, and I was like, what did you just say to me? And he was like, I mean, yes, Mom. And I was like, no, you didn't. Go to the corner. He was like, one more chance. He keeps saying that now. One more chance. Mom, please, I don't want to time out. One more chance.
No. They try to sweet talk. You don't listen to him.
I know I shouldn't, but it's so hard. Seb and I had a discussion about it the other day because we've both been kind of just letting him get away with stuff. He's playing whack-a-mole with every button that I have.
Yeah, it sneaks up on you.
Yeah, right? Because they go from being like these sweet little innocent kids to like suddenly there's this sass to them and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, they start
figuring out. This isn't you.
They start figuring out that they have their own thoughts and feelings and ideas about the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for joining us. And everyone, you can check out Aspen's podcast, Origin and Tonic.
Yeah, we'll see how things will keep rolling with that. We should have a new episode coming out in the next couple weeks. So.
Yay. Yeah. That's exciting. It's probably a little more difficult because you guys do it professionally, and Jessica and I do it from my bedroom and her car.
Yeah.
I just said that you guys do it professionally and Jessica and I do it from my bedroom and her car. And if you take that in a different context, I made it seem like Jessica and I were low rent, like, you know, sex workers, but that you guys were high end call girls or whatever.
I mean, you said it.
Yeah. Dang, ouch. Oh.
Have a lot going on our plates, and
yeah,
like I said, kind of see how it goes after we take a little bit of a summer break from teaching and kind of see what direction we're going to take with this podcast. But appreciate what listeners have been, you know, holding on strong, but
Yeah.
No, we don't have very many episodes, but we are going to do another one next couple weeks. Should be out. So.
Well, I'm excited. I liked Jessica's episode, Obvi. It was
Oh.
my favorite one.
I mean, I'm pretty great.
Yeah, duh. You are. Your co-host is very funny. I like her. I think under different circumstances, we would be friends.
Yeah, Mallory's pretty cool.
Yeah, no one tell Mallory I said that, though. I don't want her to think that I'm weird. I was going to tell you, Aspen will appreciate this because she's also a murderino. But today, when we were buying appliances, Zeb ended t up taking Ezra out to the car, and they sat there like in the parking lot with the car running and the AC on while I finished up the appliance purchase because you know it's like a ton of paperwork and whatever, right? And somebody tried to steal a sink from the sink department. Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but all that shit is like hooked up to alarm systems. So an
Oh.
alarm starts going off and I'm filling out the paperwork and then I just yelled, Buffalo!
Oh, wow, that's
Yeah,
funny.
because Georgia loves to play Buffalo. And it just made like hearing the alarm go off made me think of it, right? So I thought that was the end of it for the day. And also the guy laughed, the guy who's helping me with the appliance, because he's like, no, someone's just trying to steal a sink again. Like that he literally said that to me. And I was like, well, that again, I know. I'm like, this has happened more than once that someone's coming here trying to steal a sink. He's like, people want to steal sinks. I don't know what the deal is. He's like that and like the smaller like outdoor utility tools like the mini chainsaws and stuff. He's like, we finally had to put him in a cage and like lock him up. And I'm like, that's weird. Like you shouldn't have to do that. But anyway, so I thought that was the end of it. I was like, that's gonna be totally the end of the Buffalo joke for a while, right? No, oh nay nay, because I always have my Amazon Echo. I can't say her name because then she'll start talking to me while I'm on the podcast. I always have her give me the question of the day and then I play Jeopardy, right? And so I was playing the clues from Monday on Jeopardy and it was like, what animal is on the state flag for Wyoming? And I just yelled out, Buffalo! And Zeb wasn't there earlier in Lowe's because he was in the car. And so when I yelled it out, then he started laughing, but he's not a murderino. So he doesn't know why it's funny. He just knows that Buffalo is like a gambling game. And then the Amazon Home goes, very good. That's correct. And then it asked me the next question. And I was like, twice in one day? Come on, what are the
Oh,
odds?
that's so funny.
And
Oh
then I thought
my
to myself, what are the odds? Buffalo!
God.
But yeah, it was good. I mean, it was a very Georgia day for me. I called Jessica earlier this week in the middle of a panic attack because I was pretty sure I was having a heart attack. But
Yeah,
I was,
she called 911. She calls me. I'm like,
oh
what are
shit.
you
Yeah.
doing?
I was emailing with my doctor and I was like, hey, so I've just been for like the last 4 or 5 days, I've been having these really weird like heart palpitations and like arrhythmia, like my heart, the beating of my heart's off and it's like weird. And you know, at first I thought it was too much coffee, so I've been drinking decaf, but it turns out that's not it. So, like, whatever you think I should do, just give me some advice. Thanks. And then I just get this email back. It's like, this is something potentially life-threatening, so I need you to come see me right now so I can do an EKG. So I was like, okay, I'll call the office. So I called and I was like, hi, my name's Kimberly Seemers. And they were like, oh my God, okay, she has a 130. We need you to get in your car right now. And I was like, okay. So I just like drive over to my doctor's office. They hook me up to the EKG. inconclusive. So now she's got me going to the cardiologist after the appointment happened. Like, as I'm sitting there, it stopped. It had been going on from 9 o'clock until I talked to Jessica. And then after I talked to Jessica, I don't know why, probably because she's reassuring and probably because I was having a panic attack, it
Yeah.
just stopped. Like, it literally just stopped. And I was like, a 5-day panic attack, that's where I'm at. My doctor was like, we're going to go to the cardiologist. I think it's just smart to just, we'll hook that monitor up to you for a week. We'll see what happens. But all your labs from last time were great. Jessica, you'll be happy to know my thyroid medication is working. My
Good.
thyroid, num my levels are good. And I was like, great. And she said that my blood sugar was really good. My cholesterol was really good. And I was like, yeah, I've lost 30 pounds since I went on the thyroid medication. And she's like, well, there you go. Let's just stay on that for a little bit and see how it, how things progress. And I'm like, okay. So she was like, yeah, your labs were great. So I don't think you're having a heart attack, but I'm not a cardiologist. So we're going to do the monitor. And I'm like, okay. And
Quit
then I left. Huh?
faking heart attacks, man.
I wasn't faking. I just didn't know what it
Oh,
was.
I mean,
told her when she called me, I said, Kimmy, you're gonna see me in like a week. Like, what are you trying to get me to come over sooner? Or because you could just
know.
call,
She was like, you can just call and invite me over. You don't have to have a heart attack. Oh, you gotta make everything about you all the time, Jessica. God.
I mean, isn't it though? Oh,
No,
shoot.
it's not.
No, I wasn't aware.
I'm glad you're okay and you didn't have a heart attack. I'm sorry you have panic attacks. That's difficult, but
Thanks. Yeah, I
yeah.
have really bad anxiety, which I'm totally fine talking about. I think it's good to talk about it. And I think that there's other people out there who endure the same thing. And at the height of COVID, my panic attacks were so bad that I was like breathing into paper bags. And my doctor was like, you need to talk to somebody. Here's the number for a therapist, and she's going to talk to you every Wednesday. Okay. And I was like, okay. But ever since I started going back to school, I had to cut therapy out. And I think that's probably part of the problem.
Yes.
Yeah. So then I just called Jessica and I make her be my therapist, which is definitely what she wants to do with her time.
I
Is
mean, I've added
work.
my resume. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Jessica, I need you to help me work through my shit and also live your own life simultaneously. Thank you. I'm having a heart attack. No, you're not. I'm having a heart attack. Kimmy, you're not dying. I'm having a fucking heart attack. You're gonna have to come over here and help Zeb take care of my baby or I'll haunt you. You're not dying. You're not dying. I'm dying, Jessica. I'm dying. And then as soon as I get there, the palpitations stop and I'm like, God damn it, she was right. I
Yeah.
hate it when she's right, but she's always right. So,
I'm again Capricorn. Throwing that out there.
okay, well, just re really, really rubbing it in. You're welcome.
Until next week.
Until next week, Jessica Ashley.
I love ya.
I love you, huge. Bye.